Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents My Heart, Ever His, Prayers for Women, by Barbara Rainey. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Introduction. Why pray? Who hasn't felt prayer is futile? Does God hear? Does he care, we wonder? These universal questions most often arise out of our disappointments or sorrow. Personal loss of any kind reveals our fears about God and ourselves. Is God in control? Does he see me? How am I supposed to live with what's happening in my life right now? The Psalms pose similar questions. They are earthy, gritty, raw. Psalm 10, verse 1. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? David and others wrote these prayers, laments, and songs with words that shock us in our present walking-on-eggshells culture. No one knows what to say or not to say for fear of offending at work, at school, with neighbors, or with strangers. Then at church, there is an atmosphere of niceness, a false, everything-is-okay exterior mask we feel compelled to wear to prove God is making good. But when we are alone, when it's just me and God, how do I talk to him? How do I not offend the creator of the universe? I feel silly sometimes talking to him, because normal, shallow, relational approaches feel ridiculous or embarrassing before the throne of God Almighty. Suffering has been a very unwelcome part of my life. Winter came again recently for me. Not like other winters, for God doesn't copy and paste, but works perfectly and individually for what I uniquely need to know and experience of him. This new season of loss took a completely different shape from previous winters of my life. A different kind of cold settled in. Not the sharp, brutal sub-zero kind, but a cloudy, damp, chills-to-the-bone cold. Like a slowly creeping fog that settles and stays, this season of loss was an ill-defined cloud, daily thickening to zero visibility, or lifting enough to see hints of sunshine through the mist. I've learned through the years that God's light shines the brightest in the darkness, so I should have remembered his faithfulness more confidently. I haven't always seen his glow in the middle of the hardest moments of my life, but over time, he has revealed hints of himself in ways he knew I'd recognize, ways that were best for me. American poet Emily Dickinson wrote, "The truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind." My dear Heavenly Father knows I can't see his brilliant glory in the daylight all at once, but glints of his dazzling can be seen from valleys and deep wells if I look up. If I look up, that is the key. The deeper the wells, the brighter thy stars shine. Surprising me, God inspired me to write in this season of loss, to put into words the emotions and experiences of my life as a woman as I rode those rough, relentless, pounding waves. I've never been a good journaler, always afraid someone might read my raw revelations and be shocked at my depravity. But in this season, I was fully convinced of my wickedness.